y'all. I'm leaving, but I have Lena. Come over here.
Lena, can you tell I just kicked it for like the past hour with the high-energy dance music set, and I can't hear anything. And my girl Janet, she's in with the next show coming up. I don't know why, when they look at me very seriously, when they say slime time. I'm not sure. I don't know if there's anything personally or what. All right, I'm out of here, everybody. Take care. Thank you. Love you. Kick it. Stick it with. Hang out with. My favorite girl. My favorite two girls. I'm out of here. DJ D, MFO 91.
Hero and win. Hello, everyone. I am Janie, and this is Slime Time Radio Hour. I'm here with my friend, Nina.
Hello.
Hello, Nina. Nina has just come back from a summer away, a summer toiling.
Yes, toiling and
yes,
and such.
Seriously. But we have been reunited.
Yes.
Thank God.
Thank goodness.
We have an exciting show for you. Typically, I do 2 hours. We're only doing one because we have to go have fun.
Yes. Much fun.
We have huge plans. We're planning on going to Jamaica Plains, and we're going to the Arboretum.
Yes.
OMG, so fun.
So thrilled.
So awesome. So what you just listened to was Automatic by Hikaru Utada. Not to be like, oh, I'm so unique and I've discovered new music, but I did find out about it from a TikTok. However, awesome song, and I've been loving it. And then before that was Runaway With Me by Carly Jepsen off Emotion, which is famously my favorite Carly Rae Jepsen album because it's just so good. Coming up next, we have what is truly like has been my song of the summer, I feel like. Spring Came, Rain Fell by Club 8.
An absolute banger.
So good.
You introduced me to this song.
And Ashia introduced me. It's like a chain.
Oh my goodness. And yeah. I love it. I love the whole album.
Love the entire album. Fantastic album because it has such a cohesive vibe. And the album cover is like spot on.
Oh, it's perfect.
Blonde girl in grass wearing red shirt. That's exactly what the song is.
That's what I'm picturing in my mind.
Exactly. Like, I'm there. I'm in Sweden. I'm there. I'm there with them.
I'm in the moment.
Exactly. And this song... Oh my gosh, it's so good. So we're going to listen to that. I also just bought the CD. I'm so freaking excited.
And I'm so excited for you.
Because it's also like great room music, you know? Because that's what I've been struggling with. I was talking to my friend Maggie yesterday, and she's also collecting CDs for her car. And so she needs like car music, but I need room music. And we were debating that. Anyway, but Spring Came, Rain Fell by Club 8. And then after that, we're going to have Sunday Morning by Margot
Grian.
Grian? Awesome. Nina's put together a lot of this playlist, so get excited, guys. Here we go.
Enjoy.
Waiting for the big fall. Quiet nights and desperate love. We need it all. Spring came, rain fell. We ended up nowhere. Then June came, sun showed. Are we still? Itself is making you old. Just take my soul. Thank you.
Black Diamonds by Big Thief.
Shout out.
Famously, someone here is going to a Big Thief concert.
Famously.
Famously. Very exciting. I still remember when you got that phone call from Henry and we were in the ceramic studio. And I thought someone had died the way you were reacting. But don't worry. It was good. It was good news.
Good surprise.
Good surprise.
Fantastic surprise.
And now I think Nina has something to say.
I've got a PSA here. Mm-hmm. And it is, if you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes. because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them.
Oh my God, what?
Crazy. I didn't even know this about radishes.
I didn't know that was true.
Shout out radishes. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals.
So true. This has been a public service message from WMFO, Medford Touch Reform Radio. Thank you, Nina, for that message. Very much appreciate it. And you've been doing some plant-adjacent things this summer.
I've been doing some plant-adjacent things.
Mm-hmm. You were just telling me about the haul your grandparents gave you. Crazy.
Oh, yes. My grandparents, I stopped at their house on my way back to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And I was blessed with many squash and the biggest zucchini that I've ever seen. I think I could make 3 or 4 loaves of zucchini bread.
3 or 4?
I think so.
That's insane.
That's so crazy.
Wait, how many zucchinis do you usually use for one loaf?
Like one medium.
Wow. 3 or 4. That's...
Maybe 3.
I'm thinking. Gigantic.
It's massive. Yeah. I will show it to you later.
And I hope you do because I really want to see.
It's really thrilling. I think I'm going to make the loaves and freeze them.
Oh, you should. Because you have to use the whole zucchini. You can't
exactly.
just let it go to waste. But I feel like also you could do like a mean roasted zucchini with that.
Yeah. So I might dole her out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A zucchini, really what I'm learning about zucchini is that the possibilities are endless. It's like a cucumber you can cook.
It's so thrilling.
It's awesome.
I love zucchini.
Jinx.
Oh my God.
And it's starting. It's starting, guys.
It's starting.
We have like the Shining Twins mind link.
Yes, we do.
So famously. That's just the facts of the matter. Like, I don't know what else there is to say about that. So we are just really doing like awesome stuff there. Oh, someone is begging. Someone is begging us
oh
for a
gosh.
Shout out. I don't know. It's kind of coming off desperate.
I'm just not really sure if he deserves a shout out.
I guess we'll wait until maybe our next commercial break for that. Maybe we need to let that sit a little bit. So coming
we'll
up next is Baby, I'm Not Sure If This Is Love by Club 8.
Shout out to Club 8.
Once more. And not to make this about me, but I will because it's my radio show.
Of course.
If I had been introduced to this album and particularly this song, not but 2 months before this, I would have had a serious problem.
Mm-hmm.
I would have had a serious problem. And every time I listen to this album, we're receiving threats. Okay, fine. Under duress.
Under the duress of many, many things.
Many, many inappropriate things for the radio, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, we shan't mention them.
We shan't mention them. Henry would like a shout out. Okay. Henry, here you go.
Shout out to Henry.
shout out to Henry Hoops. Full name, docs, address coming up next. Get
yes.
excited, guys.
Next break.
Henry Hoops' full address and full security number on the radio. But as I was saying about this song, Gugh.
And she would have been tough.
She would have been real tough, especially like the spring came, rain fell of it all. Like, because spring was coming and June did come around, and we're waiting for the big fall. Like, that's what happened.
I
live and breathe spring came.
This
rain
is too fell. Serious.
Exactly. But anyway, so that's what we have coming up. Baby, Not Sure If This Is Love. And then after that, we have June McDoom. Okay, slant rhyme. Stone After Stone.
Hell yeah.
So get excited, guys.
Enjoy.
Lovers keep their secrets. Baby, I'm not sure if this is love. Love can make us greedy. Baby, I don't think that's for us.
to
That was Stone After Stone by June McDoom, famously.
Yes.
I loved that. I was a big fan of that.
I was a big fan of that. It's probably the third time I've listened to it, but I liked it.
And for a first-time listener over here sitting in this chair, this neon green and black gamer chair.
It's a really excellent color combo.
I know. I'm loving it. we have a few more shout-outs.
Yes, we do.
One of which is for Shannon!
Shannon. Shout out to Shannon.
Shannon. Oh, Sammy's leaving. Shout out to Sammy really fast.
Shout out to Sammy as well.
Yippee. Really quickly. Okay.
Awesome.
But Shannon. Hey, Shannon, what's up? I know we've never met in person somehow, if you can believe it. But as my best friend-in-law.
Best friend-in-law.
As my best friend-in-law, so excited to meet you. So excited to meet you formally.
It's coming up so soon.
I know. As of right now, we're kind of, I feel like, Sims to each other. Like, we've only seen each other digitally. But Shannon and Janie in real life meet up coming soon.
To a city near you.
To a city near you. That being Somerville, Massachusetts.
My favorite.
My favorite city. And I was just telling you this earlier today, and also everyone I've ever talked to. I love Somerville. I love Somerville. I love Davis Square. Porter Square is on thin ice, but I really love Davis Square. I'm loving the squares of it all.
It's fantastic squares.
Yes, because famously, if we were shapes,
yes.
I guess Henry was the square, right?
You were the triangle.
I was the triangle.
And I was the oval. Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, Davis Square is triangular.
That's true, if you really think about it.
It's not really a square, if you think about it, at least the main part.
Speaking of squares.
Yes.
The square dancing of it all.
The square dancing of it all. Yes. Okay. So, Miss Nina is going to take us square dancing upon the morrow, like literally next week, right?
Literally next week.
Literally next week.
So thrilled.
And I've never been. I'm so excited because it sounds right up my alley.
Yes.
Like, famously, my alley is dancing square dancing up it.
We love both of those things. Squares and dancing.
Squares and dancing.
Thank you, Shannon, for making me go for the first time.
Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Shannon. We should go square dancing when Shannon comes. It'll be so much fun.
I am sincerely hoping that there will be one when she's here.
Yes.
If not,
we'll make it happen. We'll make it happen.
Perform our own square.
Exactly. It'll be awesome. And so I guess a question that I have is, at any point in the night, do you dance in a square?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Good to know.
It's four couples, uh-huh. And you form a square.
Oh,
and there are various dance moves that follow.
I see. And so I'm really excited for square dancing because I like following instructions and rules. I like dancing. I like live music.
Yes.
And those three all come together to create.
And you love fun.
Awesome, and I love fun, and I love meeting new people, and I love forcing other new people to dance with me.
Yes.
Famously.
And everyone is very willing to dance
with
me.
Which is great news, because it's sometimes the places that I'm in which people are dancing and I'm dancing and they're not dancing, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
A dancing establishment. Sometimes it results in things that I don't want. You know what I mean? And I have to stay woke to that. But square dancing, you're here to dance.
That's the point of it all.
We're here to break it down and get jiggy with it.
Yes.
And I'm really, like, I can't emphasize enough how excited I am. So I'm just, like, really thrilled for that prospect of square dancing and what that's going to look like for us. Yeah, It's going to be so good.
It's going to be epic.
Unfortunately, the only boots that I have are those, like, Katniss Everdeen, like, post-apocalyptic
yes.
fur-lined boots, but they do make a really good clacking sound because of the heel.
As long as they're comfortable, because you're gonna be jigging and moving.
Well, trust, I've been jigging and moving in those boots already.
Excellent.
Yeah, I've been hitting the floor in a real way. Fantastic. In those boots. They're actually getting mad scuffed, and I might need to do something about that.
It happens.
If anyone has a recommendation for cobblers in Boston,
oh yes,
please hit my line. Me and the girls, plural.
We need the cobbled.
We are desperate for a cobbler. I think at least, like, truly, like, four conversations I've had this week have ended in, I need to find a cobbler.
I got multiple shoes that I need to cobble.
Exactly. Cobbling is coming back in a big way. Like, if I could, and you know, like, if I could be a cobbler, I would. And here's the thing, like,
but I feel like you would be so good at that.
I would be so good. It's like well within my reach.
Like, first it's the leather polishing of it all, and exactly. now it's cobbling.
And I saw a video of someone making shoes, and I was like, if I had the tools, easy.
You could do that.
Easy. Okay, not easy, but done. You know what I mean? And then I think about, have you watched Puss in Boots: The Last Wish? That the newer Puss in Boots movie?
I have not.
Okay, the villain in that is the, was it Jack something? You know the, like, what is it called? The flippin' stories where, like, folk tales? I don't know. But, like, the one where it's, like, the boy who sticks his thumb in the pie?
Maybe.
Anyway, so he's the villain of the story. But I don't know what the moral of that story is, mm-hmm. but it makes me think of the, like, has your fingers in too many pies? That saying?
Maybe.
Has a finger in every pie?
I don't know if I've ever heard that, but I believe you that it exists.
Okay, good, because I'm pretty sure. Okay, now I'm doubting myself, but I'm sure that it exists. Because it's like, you know, you have like a finger in like every pie. Yeah, Jack with the thumb. Yes, exactly, yes. Oh, yes. Shout out to Henry's mother.
Shout out to Henry's mother.
Hello. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Yes, exactly. Jack with a thumb. Yes. So I'm feeling like it's starting to become, I'm running out of fingers to put into pies.
I see.
It's kind of what I'm doing. And
too
I'm thinking,
many pies.
Too many pies. And I think I don't know if I have a finger left for cobbling.
I see.
You know, but if I did, I totally would.
I understand.
Yeah, because I've got, you know, I've got my square dancing. I have my paper making pie, my print making pie.
So you've got three, at least, thumbs?
My ceramic pie.
Four thumbs?
Well, there's fingers involved.
I see.
I wouldn't say it's just thumbs.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, wait. Yay! Thank you, Henry's mom, for listening and for this positive feedback. Yay.
Very excited.
Wow, this is exciting, guys. Rarely does anyone listen to my show. This is really exciting. The last time I was on, the website was down, so actually no one listened.
That's devastating. Oh yeah, I think I tried to listen to it.
Yeah, me and Luce were gabbing just for ourselves, straight into the microphone.
Hey,
no one was listening.
That's a great, great time.
Yeah, and one thing about me, I'm chatting into the void. The other day, I was looking at one of my old playlists for mm-hmm. the show, and famously, I have 2 hours on the radio, right?
Right.
So I'm expecting a playlist that's at least, like, an hour and a half. The playlist was 45 minutes because I talked for the rest of the show. And I was alone that day, too. Yeah. So just me yapping away. And it's freeform, so what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Stop
me? They can't say anything.
They can't say anything. They can't stop me. And I'm about to come back on this semester. I'll have a new show this semester because they redo the schedule.
Okay.
So hopefully I don't get a hot garbo slot.
After all of the work you've done this summer.
After all the work I've done this summer.
Certainly not.
Certainly not. But we'll see. I'm excited. I'm going to be going into my senior year of radio.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, actually, I did it my freshman year. Sophomore year, I don't think I really did. No, I skipped sophomore spring, I think. Then I was abroad. And then last semester, I didn't do it. Okay, so basically, I've been slacking. But it's okay. I'm back at large. It's going to be good.
Back at large. Looking forward to it.
Speaking of back at large, maybe we should get back to music, which
yes.
is famously what we're on the radio to play. Okay, coming up next, and you know what? I want to hear you talk about this music a little bit, Nina.
Oh, okay.
Because you've added quite, this is your show, essentially. You've picked all this music. Coming up next, we have the folk song by The Sundays and Madeline by Yo La Tengo.
Oh, yes.
Would you like to talk a little bit about these songs?
Sure. Folk song is also semi-new to me, but mm-hmm. I love the song Summertime mm-hmm. of that same album.
Mm-hmm.
Which I almost added, mm-hmm. but this one just really spoke to me. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. I love the Sundays. Mm-hmm. Such fun summer music.
We love
the Sundays.
And I love how the Sundays is summer music. You're so right. Shout out to my aunt, who is my bona fide biggest listener. She has listened to every single show. And she's like my number one listener, like most hours clocked in. So shout out to my aunt. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. She's like my guy in a chair, you know, like where she like tells me if something's going wrong or she can't hear me. It's like that. So shout out to my aunt. And this is just an open invite. If any one of my friends wants to come onto the radio, hit my line and we can come on the radio together. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
And big things coming our way for the mm-hmm. semester. But anyway, the Sundays. Summer music.
Fantastic summer tunes. And yes. Then Yo La Tengo. Mm-hmm. What was the song again?
Madeline.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A wonderful, wonderful jig.
Mm-hmm. And as my uncle mentioned, who's famously married to my aunt, biggest listener, Yo La Tengo is from New Jersey.
Yes.
Shout out to New Jersey. So that's going to be awesome.
I was scrounging the playlist for some good late summer tunes. Mm-hmm. Some fun ones.
Because it's really a specific vibe.
It is.
Yeah. And let's get some of that vibe.
Hell
Folk
yeah.
song by the Sundays.
Thank you.
Objects by Big Thief. Shannon's favorite Big Thief song, as we've learned.
Awesome.
We're approaching the end of the hour. But famously, typically I have 2 hours, but again, we're only doing one today because we have to go frolic and have fun. That really takes precedence.
Yes.
Very important. So we have 3 songs left.
Yes.
Suzanne by Hope Sandoval?
And the Warm Inventions. The lead singer of Mazzy Star.
Oh!
So a little solo.
Semi-solo. See. Well, her and those Warm Inventions,
and those Warm Intentions, of course.
Yes.
Love this song. Mm-hmm. Fantastic vibe.
Excited for this. And then coming up after that, we have Come Play in the Milky Nights by Stereolab.
Shout out to my father for introducing me to
Stereolab. Has been big in the community as of late, so this is exciting. And then after that, we have, to finish off, another Yola Tango song, My Little Corner of the World.
Woohoo!
These are all exciting things.
Very exciting.
I'm really drawn to this album name of this Suzanne song we're going to be listening to, Bavarian Fruit Bread.
That's a very, very fun album name.
Very evocative. Love it.
Yes.
Because it's evoking fruit bread of the Bavarian sort.
Certainly evoking that. It's my favorite kind of fruit bread.
Yeah, I can't say that I've ever had Bavarian fruit bread.
Neither have I.
That I would be able to tell the difference. But I feel as though in this moment, this song will explain to me the difference.
I think so.
I'm excited for that. I'm loving the album cover. I'm loving a lot of album covers on this playlist.
Some huge fun stuff going on in there.
Huge stuff going on in here.
Excellent.
Yeah. So we have, maybe these three songs left. And then, I don't know, maybe we'll gab a little bit. I don't know. Hey, just my arm.
Hey, who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows what's going to happen? Anyway, we got a big day ahead of us. So let's just get to this music. And we'll tune back in to sign off shortly. I keep getting distracted. There's a window right here, right next to the desk where everything's happening. And it looks out onto, right next to the presidential steps. Memorial steps? That's what they're... Memorial steps.
Memorial steps.
On Tufts campus. And every time I see this window view, all I can think about is, man, what is happening on campus? Because this is, such a quintessential campus view. Mm-hmm. And right now, we were just debating this coming in, whether orientation is happening now.
We're unsure.
And I think the answer is yes. This week is pre-orientation.
Probably. And next week shall be
normal orientation. Which famously appears in my dreams. Orientation.
Right.
Yeah. Not fun. it was just quite the time for all of us, I think.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so school's starting.
Scary.
And exciting. On that thought, let's get to the music, shall we?
Enjoy.
Suzanne is waiting at your doorway. But all she does is waste your time, and she looks just like my sister, but she feels just like my man. Times I mean to tell her the cats in here are overflown. She pulls aside a four-leaf clover and makes me feel right on my own. Just like my sister.